Welcome back to Everything Fraser Coast. I'm Jussie Lindeberg, and today I'm joined with Jill Stevenson, Business Manager of Community Cubed. Hi, Jill.
Hi, Justine. How are you going?
It's great to see you again. I'm wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.
So I've asked you along today to share with the audience and myself of what's happening in the Community Cube space in Stocklands.
Yeah. Well, it's nearly been 12 months since we opened in September last year. So at the moment we're in big preparations for our first birthday to sort of celebrate everything that's happened.
How exciting. First birthday.
I don't know where the time's gone.
Can I just butt in? Yeah. So when this project started, I sort of look at everything with a governmental project.
Yeah.
Did you look beyond 12 months?
Definitely. Yeah.
It wasn't a pilot project or?
No, definitely a startup with a long-term goal of, you know, creating something in the community that could, I mean, when I came on into the project, my goal was to see this launch all over Australia. So when I go into a business, I think big.
Yes.
I don't know if that's what my boss wanted, but
yeah.
Hey, I think, you know, shoot for the stars, don't they say? And if you shoot for the moon, and if you fall and don't land on the moon, you might fall on a star anyway.
Oh, fantastic.
So I really came in with a lot of drive to really see this go big. I think it's got a lot of merit. Just to explain for those that don't know the Community Cube concept, what we do is we work with entrepreneurs. We're like an incubation space where we provide support. So at the moment when we launched the project, it started out as a collaboration shop where we were selling, renting spaces to local businesses and they could sell their products on the shelves.
Okay, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Okay, so you've said a couple of things which I'd like to just explain a little bit better.
Sure.
Put it in terms for people like me, everyday people.
I get a little excited when I talk, so bring me back.
Okay, so I know back when I was in uni, I did a entrepreneurship subject as part of my studies, but if we break down, that work could be quite scary because people at home doing a hobby in their garage or a hobby in their backyard or a passion that they can see there's potential, or a market business that's just feeling out the market to see whether they can go bigger and maybe get a website and that sort of thing, or have an invention idea that they want to grow more. It could be anything. Are those people what we call entrepreneurs?
Definitely, yeah. Most entrepreneurs don't know they're an entrepreneur until after they've sold their business and done their big thing. Then you'll start calling yourself an entrepreneur. So, and for me, like I'm a previous business owner and I never called myself an entrepreneur when I had my business. I just called myself, you know, the business owner.
Yes, yeah, so, that's right.
Yeah, I suppose it's not until after you've done all your amazing things you go, oh, actually I'm an entrepreneur. So,
yeah okay.
So, yes, that is them to a definition. So we work with business owners locally. So we stretch out across the Fraser Coast region. And, yeah, so we've got the collaboration shop, as I was saying. When we initially launched the program, we had about 26 local businesses on board in the collaboration shop. Over that time, that sort of fluctuated up and down. But we've seen, probably seen about 45 businesses throughout the 12 months come through the project.
Wow.
Which has been fabulous. So.
And have you seen, once they've taken the plunge to have a retail space and a point of sale marketing in somewhere like Stocklands, has anyone been able to go on yet to bigger things?
Yeah, so we've had, I think it's 4 or 5 businesses start their own shops over that 12 months.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so for us, someone leaving the project doesn't mean a bad thing for us. It means that
success.
They've evolved and they're growing and they're taking that next big leap. So for us, it's about being that testing point, that platform where they can say, I'm just going to trial it, get some feedback, you know, if this is really working, what's the next step?
Okay.
So if we can provide them the connections to, you know, really take on bigger things in their business, then that's what we're really trying to foster.
So just to throw another one at you. Okay, so if I, I'm just going to make this up.
Go for it.
Okay, so my crochet moccasins that I do, okay, everybody loves them.
How much are you selling
them? I actually give them away. But anyway, I can hear everybody cringing out there, especially those that know me.
No, moccasins and crochet are so in at the
moment. Actually, I started that trend. Anyway, let's just say that this was my product.
Yeah.
For me to rent the space, do I have to then be in? Do I have to be my own salesperson? How does that work?
No, so we've got staff there, so operate it like a shop. So your rent. So we have a space that starts from $25 a week, and that's just a small cube. So all your products can go in. Obviously, that suits the size. We sell those products for you, so we just barcode them up, and they go through our point of sale system. If customers walk in the shop, we get to know about your products and we can talk to the customers about it.
Okay.
And then everything that's sold at the end of the month, you get a report and all your sales go back to you. So there's no commissions. Yeah. So it's not about us making money on what you sell. It's just about that weekly rental, us creating that relationship with you, providing that affordable space. And yeah, just sort of working with you and giving you that opportunity.
But it sounds like it's more than a space. It's a space with data collection.
Definitely.
In every aspect. So how valuable that must be.
Yeah, so I try and focus it that it's not just about the selling. It's also about, as you said, the data collection, you know, gathering that consumer feedback if we can and letting you know about your crocheted moccasins or whatever your product may be, you know, how can you improve it or what your customers want. We also want to be able to link you up with those, you know, really valuable connections and networks. So if we have workshops or great opportunities in the community to meet the right people and grow your business, we want to be that central point for all local business owners in the region. So it's not just about the shop.
That's fantastic. So on the horizon for first birthday, what's happening?
Yeah, so look.
I can just feel your smile. It's going to be good.
Well, look, like any startup, you know, you first start a business and I think you always think, oh, you know, this is a great idea, it's going to work. And, you know, we really listened to our cubers and what they wanted, and we realised we probably weren't delivering everything that they entirely needed. So I really looked at re-strategising the business probably within the first 3 to 4 months. So there was a lot of things, you know, we just got in there and got it done. And sometimes you think, oh my gosh, what have we done? We've done this too soon. But we've used that time to really reflect. So now we're really getting in there and we're building a weekly mentoring program with local business mentors. So we were sporadically doing mentoring programs. We can see everyone's going, oh, this is great, coming in, but we just couldn't get enough of them. So over the last several months, we've been networking with the council, the Queensland Chief Entrepreneur, people like yourselves, to provide a support of stakeholders and mentors so they can come together and help us deliver a really valuable mentoring program. So we're going to be launching that on our first birthday.
Right.
We're also evolving the space into a co-working space. So we've got one big table in the shop at the moment, and if I had about 5 of them, I reckon I could just rent them out all day, every day. So we open that up to our cubers where they can run a workshop for their business. So we have one lady who does beautiful jewellery making.
Oh, wow.
And she opens it up to people, all abilities. They can just come in and they can network and learn about her business, and they can get really interactive and make their own things. So she uses that as a member. So we're not sort of saying, you know, it's just her paying for that one spot, and she can open up to her business. So she doesn't need an office, she doesn't have to open up her house.
Yes.
So it just provides her that ability to grow her network early on in her business.
Yeah, so it's accessible, like, for mobility issues, but it's also just accessible for everyone. But some people don't like going to someone's home.
No,
for
that's
a business.
Exactly right.
So, so I work from home with my podcast.
Yes.
But I really like going out and about.
Yeah.
And I can see myself going in and maybe not necessarily doing a podcast from the space, but I could work on my website or my blog. So have you got Wi-Fi?
Definitely, yeah. So we're actually in the process of getting NBN installed.
Yeah.
Prior to the launch, crossing fingers.
Yeah, okay.
We love you.
Things happen in due course. Yeah.
And that will really improve the service that we've got there. At the moment, we're on ADSL, so we offer that as well.
But it's coming.
Yeah, there'll be plug-in access. So if you need to plug in your laptop, Yeah. Charge up. So how the memberships are also working is we're going to have a membership that's just available for those people that don't have a product to sell. So that was one thing we realised, you know, we've got this collaboration shop and we're targeting just to people that have products. And we didn't really want to fill the shelf with flyers of, you know, people with services just advertising. People are over that. You know,
yeah.
You go to the doctor's surgery if you want to see that. So,
yeah.
So,
or the motel.
Exactly. So we thought, no, we really need to make this place work for people that don't necessarily want the shelf space, but they want to come in and they want to gain the access to the mentors, or they just want to sit down for a day and plug in away from their normal environment and just be around like-minded people. So that's evolving, like that's coming to
fantastic.
To light now with our new with our first birthday. So
leading up with this podcast, I'll do a little blog for you as well, Jill, just providing links.
Yeah.
So definitely. People can get in touch with you.
Yeah.
I guess with your first birthday, you'll be launching what your membership packages are. Are they available now?
Yes, so we've just finalised our new prices new memberships. And, yeah, they'll be going up on the website hopefully today. And we've got an electronic form as well.
Yeah.
People will be able to just not print and save paper. And
okay. But just to be clear, you don't have to be a member. You can just go into Community Cube. It's a retail space,
yeah.
But it's also a tea shop.
Yep, we've got the tea shop. Yeah, so we also do coffee as well now.
Oh, you do coffee now too. Yeah. Actually, I did know that. You told me that. So I'm sorry, I forgot. So it's open for everyone.
Yes.
Membership just takes it to another level of what you can tap into.
Yeah, so just to touch on that, we really love the consumer coming in because we are a shop. Ultimately, so when the customer comes in, we want the shopping experience to be a little bit different. So with our launch, we're also doing an online survey. So customers can come in and actually survey individual cubers using their device.
Nice.
So this is all integrated into our website where they can just scan a QR code. If you haven't got the technology, we have an iPad there. You can do it on our iPad as well.
Oh, wow.
And you can just send a survey straight to... we just build a 3-question survey with each individual cuber, and the consumer can just fill out what they think, and it goes directly to the inbox of that cuber. So
okay.
We're trying to like think a bit outside the box and how can we make a little bit more interactive, you know, and particularly in this type of environment at the moment, people might not be spending money on luxury items. So, you know, there are some business owners in there who might have, you know, a product that's not, you know, honey or something that we'd have regularly use. So we want them to be able to give feedback why you're not buying this item, or, you know, if you are buying it, would you buy more if it was in this colour? Or so we really want to be able to capture that data and get that back to the business owner. So
that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful, Jill. So thank you so much. Okay. I guess we'll be seeing you in your birthday suit soon.
Oh, gosh, I hope not.
Sorry, I had to get that one in there.
Oh, that was a good one, but no. No, then the shop would close down.
Happy birthday next week?
Yeah,
we
will be having exclusive sort of birthday on the 6th of September. Actual birthday is on the 13th of September. But there'll be lots happening in the entire month of September. So we'll be getting you involved, Justine.
Yeah,
so
that's fantastic.
Yeah, so thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome. Yeah. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.